Hey everyone, welcome to this episode. This is the podcast based on the fundamentals of success for the 21st century. My name is Jordan Lane Miller and I'm excited to be here with you, sharing my experiences, insights, successes, and struggles with these fundamentals. Before we go any further, let me share them with you. Emotional intelligence, communication, self-management, health, finances, leadership, entrepreneurship, and goal setting. And so each episode what I'm going to do is just share on one or more of these fundamentals and how I'm implementing them, how I'm working to master them in my own life. Because I truly believe that if someone were to master those eight fundamentals in this new century, in this new age that we're living in, every opportunity opens up to them. And so the one I want to share with you today on this episode is on emotional intelligence. Now, it also kind of falls into some other things, entrepreneurial mindset, leadership, goal setting. But really, the focus of it is on emotional intelligence. And I keep going back to this because it is self-awareness or emotional intelligence. I think that really is the ultimate game that we're playing. I've said it before, but it bears repeating because obviously if it is the ultimate game and it is the number one thing that if we master and when we master, a world of opportunity that didn't exist before suddenly becomes real to us. And I think that, you know, the question I have is whose approval are you seeking when you're doing something? Whether it's your job or whether it's a hobby or an activity, a sport or whatever it may be, whose approval are you seeking is and why are you doing it? Now, for those who are playing at high levels in life who, you know, would most people would deem a success, and that definition, you know, varies greatly. But let's say that somebody's playing at a high level and for them, they're achieving their goals and living the way that they want to. These people have come to understand that they're only playing for one person and one person only. So don't misunderstand what I mean by when I say that. I'm not suggesting that these people are selfish. I'm not suggesting that they don't have agendas of wanting to help progress humanity or the world forward. Right? I'm not suggesting that other people aren't part of their lives or part of their dreams or goals. Right, that's not at all what I'm suggesting. What I'm suggesting is that when push comes to shove, the only person that will be left in their dream, if everything is lost, if it gets really hard, is that single individual, that person that's playing at a high level. And they've come to realize that. So while they let people in and while they, you know, obviously have, no one's a success by themselves, they have this unwavering sense of self-awareness that no matter what happens, no matter who's involved, they're playing for themselves and for their own sense of self-awareness. And that sounds kind of silly to say, but that really is the truth. If you asked yourself that question, who have you been playing life for? I would say that 99% of people would say someone else. Now, I could be high on that percentage, but it just, from my experience, most people are not living the lives that they that are true to their authentic selves. Even the goals that they set, for instance, why have $1 million? Why is someone's goal to have $1 million? You know, where did they come up with that number? Right, that was probably someone else's goal before you did that. Why have a jet? Why have why have two homes or homes all around the world? Why have all these things? Is that really who we authentically are? Did we see someone else and then we wanted to be like them and that's why we came up with that goal? So the question is, whose approval are you seeking and how much sense, how much self-awareness are you portraying? Are you living when we're doing those things? So, these people that were playing for high levels, you know, they're playing at one point, they were playing for others. I mean, it's pretty hard. I don't know anybody. I can't say anybody. I'm sure there's some people. I would say most people at some point in their life, especially when they're getting started, we're playing for others. We're seeking the approval of others. We're concerned or worried what other people said. And then something happened that flipped it on its head, that flipped that concept on its head. They no longer started or continued to play for other people's approval. On the other hand, people who are playing small in life, right? And that I don't mean that demeaning at all. I mean that in the sense that they have a bunch of goals, but they're not accomplishing them, or maybe they're afraid to set goals because they're seeking the other people's approval. And so they're still desperate. You know, these people are still desperate to get the approval from others who might be interested in their idea, right? These people who are playing small, maybe they have this great idea and they share it with some people who they think might be able to help. And then they end up playing the game for the approval of these people who expressed a little bit of interest in their idea. Maybe they're still wanting a pat on the back from those, you know, who they're wanting to help them or who they look up to. The problem is that all of those people that we're seeking the approval from are only surface level deep in within our goals. So I can assure you that this is the case. Whether it's an acquaintance, whether it's a role model, an idol, whether it's someone in your inner circle, everybody else in life is still just surface level deep with your true authenticity, with your true self. That doesn't mean that they can't be there. That doesn't mean that they shouldn't be there, right? But it's just we have to understand what level are they at. And just so we're clear, this is okay. Because each of those individuals that I just listed off, they have their own purpose to fill. They were not put on this earth to fulfill your purpose. They were put on this earth, right? They're living life to fulfill their purpose. Now we can contribute to each other's, but again, at that level, it's not at that deepest level. You know, to think that they're destined to be fully vested in your dream and your goal is naive at best, right? The thing to do is to release those people and your own mental struggle from seeking their approval, right? Just release it. Let go of it. Now, I share this with you because recently I've had some things come up where, you know, I really had to do that. And I've been pretty good at it. I've lived for... I haven't necessarily lived for the approval of others. I hold on to others because I just want to do life or want to do things with these people. And so sometimes I hold on too long or have too much of an expectation. It's not necessarily for the approval. It's just that's where I struggle with this. So this concept hit me hard recently with a couple of different projects that I'm deeply involved in right now. And the first was in publishing my book. So I just released my first book. It's called Life's Tuition. Really put a lot of love and a labor of love into it, and had a great time doing it. And it wasn't to go out and be a New York Times bestseller. It was because what I wanted to do was share what has been so impactful for me on this personal growth journey. And these eight fundamentals are where I think that anybody can, if anybody were to master them, one or more of them, the world would open up to anything they want to do. So when I was starting this book, I had a core group of my inner circle that was, you know, I was confident they would help me see this project through. I didn't know at all, you know, what it would take to get it done. I knew it wasn't going to be super easy, but again, I didn't anticipate how difficult it would be to go from start to finish. So I was confident when I first spoke to them and reached out. They're very excited, encouraging, supportive. Hey, that sounds great. Oh, I'd love to read. I'd love to, you know, give my thoughts. All these things. I'd love to help. And then when push came to shove, they were MIA. So at first, that was an awful feeling, right? Because I said to myself, how can they do this to me? We had talked about it. They had shown their excitement. They had offered their support. And then I accepted the fact that this book was not their baby. It wasn't their purpose. They might have played a little role in it, but it wasn't their baby. So for me to expect them to show up 100% when they're dealing with their own things, just it wasn't realistic. It wasn't logical. So just because they had offered to help, you know, at one point, doesn't mean that they were going to be there the next point. And right, just because they should buy a copy, right, to support someone that you care about, you know, just for simple support, it doesn't mean they're going to. Then I don't have context for why they would or would not buy a copy. So for me to spend time feeling sadness over the fact that they're not supporting me in the ways that they said they would is a poor use of my mental capacity, my energy, my life force, right? So that's one thing that really hit me hard. And you know, it's I'm not saying it's bad for people to do this or it's easy for people not to. What I'm saying is that once we acknowledge it, once we recognize it, and then move forward from it, we start to move forward so much faster. The mental clarity that you have is just, it's overwhelming. The next scenario that hit me hard was, you know, I've expressed on previous episodes that I'm building a home for my family. Now I've over 12 years of, you know, experience and I built a residential construction business over 12 years, you know, with a lot of the same guys, the same subcontractors, same plumber, electrician, you know, framer, those kind of things. And I had gone through, you know, what I felt were extraordinary efforts to refer these people to anybody who was needing their services, never held back from wanting to give out their information and get them more jobs. That was one of the greatest joys for me was when I found out that I could, you know, I put in a good word and help them get additional work, right, that I had nothing to do with. So when it was time for, you know, potentially reciprocating, right, on this, you know, project that I have, I was in high hopes that the favor would be returned. In short, it's not, right? And I could spend time sulking about the injustice or I didn't, you know, but I haven't. I immediately, because of the previous example that I gave, you know, the book, since I hit a new mental state of awareness, I was able to quickly accept the fact that they were not part of my higher purpose with this home that I'm building. Now, they still might play a role in some form or fashion, but the way I had anticipated, the way I had hoped, the way that maybe previously I felt like should have been a part of it, you know, they're not. And that's okay. I really am okay with it. This isn't here to speak poorly about anybody. It's just to give the example of when you have true self-awareness, what you're able to do to overcome obstacles. And that's why emotional intelligence is so important. And that's why it's the number one fundamental in my book. It's why I say that self-awareness is the ultimate game that we're playing. You know, and these two stories lead me back to my original point. We're only ever playing for one person and one person only, and that's ourselves. And when you can accept that and when you can really sink into that and understand that it's not a selfish thing, you actually become selfless by playing for yourself because it allows you to open up and be your best self for other people. Allow people to come in, come and go throughout your journey as they wish. Stay true to yourself at all times. Right? Make decisions based on your own well-being, on your own heart, on your own dreams, on your own self-awareness, and not seeking the approval of someone else. If we all committed to do this, we would make wonderful changes for the world as a whole. In short, this is what self-awareness is about. And so I hope you gained some value from that. Maybe you saw stuff from a little bit different light, a different angle. Again, this is not a way to be selfish, but to over time and over with practice become selfless to then help progress forward the world because you're strong and true in your own purpose and mission and meaning. And that enables other people to do what they need to do. So if I've gained, if you gained some value, I would love for you to subscribe and follow me on my podcast. You can also connect with me on social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn. My handle's Jordan at jordanlanemiller.com. At Jordan Lane Miller. JordanLaneMiller. My website is jordanlanemiller.com. And you can find a bunch more information, a lot of blog posts, additional episodes to the podcast, and things that I'm doing with these eight fundamentals. If you have an email, or if you'd like to do email, you can drop me a line, jordan@jordanlanemiller.com. So a lot of ways that I would love to connect with you, whichever one works best for you. I'm all about it. Let me know that you found me through the podcast. And if you have any comments, share them in the section below. I'd love to hear how you're doing with your own journey, your own personal journey with one of these fundamentals. Until next time, make it a great day.